Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy Thanksgiving, Houston. Getting you set for a day full of food and football. Here's SportsRadio610.com's Brandon Scott and the Hall of Famer, John McClain.
Houston, happy Thanksgiving to you. We appreciate y'all for being here with us. I am Brandon Scott of SportsRadio610.com. Also of SportsRadio610.com, we have the Hall of Famer, the General, John McClain, here with us. And look, this is a special day. Obviously, it's Thanksgiving, but for me and John McClain, John, I'm so glad to be in here with you. This is a first for both of us. I don't think any one of us has done 5 hours of radio on this station.
I don't know if anybody's ever done 5 hours of radio on Sports Radio 610. I've been on this station for 23 years, and I was on KTRH for going back to 1985, and I don't remember anybody doing five. Maybe it was there. But I have never done the first hour. I've come in at 7. I've done 4 hours subbing.
Really?
Every once in a while in the afternoon or the midday. And the fact that I'm on when we come on, there's something I've always wanted to do and never had a chance. So bear with me. Good morning, Vietnam!
I'm so glad that John is getting to get this first and get a lot of this stuff out of his system, because it's actually been this way, I guess, for the last few weeks. There was another first not too long ago when the Astros won the World Series, John. We went on the air overnight. And if you remember, that day was also the daylight saving change, time change. And so I kid you not, John, I was supposed to be in here from 2 to 4. And with Adam Spillane and Landry Locker was in here with us. It was quite a night. I don't know how many people got to catch that. If you did, you were here for the moment.
You guys did a great job. People weren't sleeping that night. And I'd say this, Landry does a lot of different shows.
Yeah.
And I see him on late at night with Texans Cap. He's got his own YouTube channel. I try to retweet everything I see on SportsRadio610.com and my other employer, GallerySports.com. And it's amazing how much you see Landry Locker. And when you guys do those all-nighters at a time like that, I would imagine, guy, you think how many people cared about the Astros and were celebrating at night? You know, no telling how many people stayed up all night.
Yeah, well, and there were people staying up all night because we were getting it from the text line. And if there was going to be a night that sports would keep you up all night, and especially here in this market and in this city, that would be the one when your city wins the second World Series in franchise history.
Yeah, the good thing about the Texans, they help you get to sleep early.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a sleep issue, just watch the Texans, the next thing you know.
Hey, can I confess something to you, John, before we kind of get into these topics and into some of these headlines? One thing that I'm excited about today, and one of the topics that we'll go over today, is some of the things that we are thankful for as both people and as sports fans, as Houston sports fans. But if I could just get off top, man, I'm thankful to have a full slate, and I'll call 3 games a full slate. Why not? It's more than 2. I'm thankful to have a full slate of NFL football, but not have to watch the Texans. If it's just me and you in here right now, John, to confess to you, we get to watch quality football throughout the entire day, starting at 11 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 610.
And I've seen the Texans play good well on Thanksgiving. I remember when they went to Detroit.
2012, was it?
Matt Schaub and Andre Johnson lit them up. Andre still has the Thanksgiving record for yards from Fox. I noticed on one of the gambling sites sent to me about what the odds are that somebody today will break it. You know, when the schedule came out, and you looked at these Thanksgiving games, you're like, Detroit is terrible as always. And then the Giants are terrible. And then who do the Patriots play?
The tonight? Patriots have, is that the Vikings?
And the Patriots, Yeah, the Vikings, yeah, they might compete for a wild card berth. And as it is, all these games are competitive by teams that have a chance to make the playoffs. Well, I say that. Detroit's won three in a row. The Lions, if they keep this up under Dan Campbell, they might threaten to get that last wild card berth. But it's the first time they've won three in a row since 2017. I've been to Detroit several times on Thanksgiving with the Oilers and Texans. And those fans loyally show up every year. And I'm happy for them that they have a legitimate team to cheer for today.
Yeah, well, all of the teams, like you mentioned, there's six teams. There's three games, so there's six teams playing today. Five of the six teams are, at the very least, have winning records. And the sixth team is the one that you mentioned. It's the Detroit Lions. And even them, like, they've got something to be sort of encouraged about or something to be thankful for under Dan Campbell. Like you mentioned, the three-game winning streak after starting the season, I believe, at 1-6. Like, I feel like the first few weeks of the season, there were questions about the direction that the Detroit Tigers were going, or I'm sorry, the Detroit Lions were going in with Dan Campbell, and like, is this going to work? Do they have the vision? And then you see what a few wins could do for a team, even though they've got a long way to go, just like the Texans do.
One of the things about the Lions, and they're not out of the woods yet, you know, they could still stumble and come back to where they usually reside in the lower regions of the NFL. Nobody resides as low as the Texans, of course, but it's fun. I'm looking forward to getting home. I was so excited about coming in. I woke up at 3:55, couldn't go back to sleep. I always take a nap. I don't want to take a nap when the Cowboys are on. So I'm guessing I'm gonna miss at least a half of the Detroit game while I'm snoozing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to get that nap in at least to preserve some energy. But John, it was a newsy day yesterday.
Sure was.
And they slow pedaled into it, you know, because we had several availabilities between Nick Caserio being on this very show almost 24 hours ago, about 23 hours ago now, speaking with Payne and Pendergast, and then of course Lovie Smith's routine media availability also happened. And we didn't quite get an answer to the question of who would be the starting quarterback going into the weekend.
No, but we know who it is.
Well, we know who it is. And we had a feeling, too. John, you mentioned on SportsRadio610.com, and I want to say on these shows as well, on this air, that you thought it was time to make that change from Davis Mills to Kyle Allen for the Texans at starting quarterback. So I want to get your reaction. I think this is a good thing for a few reasons, and we can get into them throughout the show, but I wanted to get your initial reaction off top on the Texans actually going ahead and making that move.
I've been advocating for them to do it for 3 weeks because Mills obviously has lost confidence. He's not anywhere near the quarterback he was over the last five games last season. I think he and Pep Hamilton have done a terrible job. Sometimes you just have to make a change for the sake of making change. And I'm sure he probably, from a competitive standpoint, he doesn't like it. He's a great team guy. But I'm thinking also he'll feel relieved. And how Kyle Allen plays is a mystery. It's his first start since November of 2020 when he lost a three-point game to the Giants at Washington and suffered a season-ending ankle injury. In the previous game, Brandon, he threw two touchdown passes, had a 111 rating, and they beat the Cowboys 25-3. And his one season as a starter, he was 5-7, 2019 Carolina, and they won 16-10 here in the worst offensive game the Texans played. And I'll never forget, about 2 hours after that game, there's a few of us still working in the press box, and somebody says, "Is that Watson down there?" And like, what? There was a guy throwing a football to another guy who was lined up kind of at receiver. They'd throw a pass and they'd talk. And I'm like, nah, that couldn't be Watson. He's long gone. It was Watson. He had come back with his QB guru from Atlanta, and they had gone back over things that he had done wrong or should have done in that game. And, of course, they went on to win the division, beat Buffalo in the wild card game, and build a 24-0 lead at Kansas City.
That was the Carolina game you were talking about.
Yep,
that
before yeah, everything that went down the toilet.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about this in depth. There are several reasons why I think this is a good change, aside from the obvious Davis Mills having not played well. And so I'm going to get into that with John McClain, both of us from SportsRadio610.com. Happy Thanksgiving to all of Houston. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Thanksgiving, Houston. Getting you set for a day full of food and football. Here's SportsRadio610.com's Brandon Scott and the Hall of Famer, John McClain.
Brandon Scott and John McClain here from SportsRadio610.com, filling in for Payne and Pendergast on a Thanksgiving edition of The Morning Show, and we're glad to have y'all with us. If you want to get involved with the show, we're at Brandon K. Scott on Twitter, at McClain underscore on underscore NFL. I'm doing that off of memory, John. Is that right?
That's right, but I never look at it, so it doesn't do any good for anybody to send me anything.
I tell you what, though. Thank you for
following me.
Yeah, here's where we will find you, though. You can text in at 713-572-4610 if you want to get in, be a part of the conversation. We, on the other side, we're talking about the change that the Texans are making at quarterback. If you haven't seen it already, it's on SportsRadio610.com. It's all over the internet, but at this point, if you haven't found it, Kyle Allen is replacing Davis Mills at quarterback. And before we get into some of these points I wanted to make, you know, Sean Bajani has an article that's going to go up on SportsRadio610.com sort of outlining how this thing played out. And that is one of the things that kind of stood out, John, was how, you know, the coyness of it, the cat and mouse game that we seemed to be playing yesterday, when it seemed like all of us knew. John, you've known for, or at least had the feeling for a while, and have been saying for a while that they should make this change. I know you put it in SportsRadio610.com a couple of days ago because I edited the piece, have said it on the air. And, you know, we've gone to Lovie Smith. The media has gone to Lovie Smith after the game on Monday, even on Wednesday, asking about this change. And unfortunately, man, it didn't seem like they wanted to be forthcoming with this. And we all know what time it is, what's going to happen later on in the day. NFL Network's Mike Garofalo, I don't want to butcher his name.
He did it 3 minutes after I put it out there.
Yeah, 3 minutes after you put it out there. Never mind the fact that, you know, Sports Radio 610 and John, because this is the place that you come to get your Texans news. But how this whole thing played out, it just seemed to be, honestly to me, John, it seemed to be sort of sloppy and haphazard, given the fact that the general manager who's in charge of everybody, of the football operations, is that correct? Nick Caserio's in charge of the football operations over there on Kirby, right?
Right, but he doesn't make those decisions about the players.
Right, but when you think about everybody who talked throughout the day, representative of the team.
It was obvious what was happening.
It was obvious what was happening. I think that it was fair for Nick not to say it with Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, he couldn't say it.
I think he kind of laid the groundwork, though, with some of his quotes.
Which you wrote in your story, and Sean had said that. And if you read your story, you put up immediately.
Yep.
And you read between the lines, you knew there was going to be another quarterback.
Let's actually hear from Nick Caserio when he was asked, and when he was first asked about the change, he wouldn't really give anything there, but when he gave his analysis on Davis Mills, whether he would regress, I think Sean Pendergast asked him specifically, do you feel like Davis Mills has regressed in some areas? And Nick Caserio gives his evaluation of Davis Mills 10 games in, right before we found out for sure that he would be benched for this game against Miami. Take a listen to what he had to say.
You have to look at everything in totality. You know, there's been opportunities where we've been able to do some things offensively, and I think Davis would admit this as well. I mean, he's done some things that have been decent. There's other things, you know, quite frankly, he hasn't done as well. So the most important quality that a quarterback has to take care of or do is take care of the football. And, you know, admittedly, self-admittedly, or just overall, that hasn't necessarily been the case. I mean, any time that you put your team in a position early on in a game, when you give the defense a chance to score, it just puts the whole team behind the eight ball here a little bit. So I think there's been moments, and I think he's probably a microcosm of, I'd say, the team. Like, there's been some good things. Overall, there hasn't been enough of them collectively, so there's been too much inconsistency, which has kind of led to the result. But Davis is a smart kid. He works hard. He has good physical attributes. He's played a lot of football. I mean, I think he started 21 games over the last 2 years, whatever it's been. So, and the other thing I would say is, and this is just generally speaking, quarterback's the hardest position to play in sports. I mean, we can have a discussion about that. I'm sure the analytics people can, you know, have their, there's some, you probably can go to town on that one there. But playing that position is as hard as playing any position in sports for the amount of things that you have to do, the amount of things that you have to handle, what you have to understand. It's interesting. Just watching a little bit of the, I didn't see the whole game, but the San Francisco Arizona game, you know, Monday night. I think McCoy, it was getting rid of the ball in less than 2 seconds. So you think about the number of things that happen in a 2 second span, it's a lot. So, but by the time you get in the huddle, you call the play, you come to the line of scrimmage, make sure that you have an understanding of the assignment, what you're doing. And the big part of playing quarterback, too, is understanding where are your problems. Before the ball is even snapped, where are your problems? And maybe they give you a different look, or maybe they do a little bit something different that maybe you hadn't practiced or you hadn't anticipated. And as a team, can you react and adjust to some of the things that you're seeing? So I'd say that position, every player is going to be different. I'd say there's some people have success early. Some people it takes a little bit longer. I would say, just looking at the quarterback that we played the other day, Taylor Heinicke, like, there's a good example of a guy. Talk about, I would say, adversity, stick-to-itiveness, having enough mental toughness to endure, I would say, some ups and downs. Here's a guy basically was out of football, you know, 5-6 different teams. He was actually here in Houston for a period of time. We actually had him in New England on a practice squad as well. So that position, there's so many factors, so many things, and it's not necessarily about that one individual. It's about...
All right, so that's Nick Caserio giving his word salad. You know, he's can get a little bit long-winded, but but for the most part, But what I gathered from all of that, John, is a couple of things. Okay, he's not taking care of the football, and then when he goes into that little spiel about how you've got to be able to react and diagnose things, like Davis Mills, it seems like not only has not been accurate and has not taken care of the football, but he doesn't seem to be diagnosing problems well pre and post snap, from what I can tell. So, like, I feel like that's what he was getting at there in that long-winded clip. But what I don't understand based off of all of it is, look, you're telling us that this guy has not played up to the standard. Why, once Lovie Smith gets up there, and certainly once Pep Hamilton gets there later on in the day, is it so hard to just say we're making a change?
Well, Pep can't do it. You know, Lovie has to do it.
Nick, well, that's what I mean. Like, sandwich in between is
Lovie.
Terrible
situation. Yeah. Put him out there when we all already knew that the change was being made. And here's some quick stats. Besides a 5-game losing streak, in the last 4 games, they're averaging 13.2 points a game. He's been sacked 15 times in the last 4 games, 13 in the first 6. He hadn't completed 60% of his passes in the last 4 games, and he's thrown 4 touchdowns and 6 interceptions, and he leads the league with 11 interceptions. And this offense is pathetic, and I think Pep Hamilton is as much to blame as Davis Mills. And I'd love to see Kyle Allen play better, because they'd be more fun to watch. At least this game will be interesting, because we all want to see what he can do.
Yeah, and see, Pep Hamilton is the element, or one of the angles of it, that I find most interesting about this, because he by no means has lived up to the standard either.
Absolutely not.
But also, I think that it is difficult to evaluate someone after you've admitted that the quarterback or what they're working with is also not to the standard. So to me, like, Pep Hamilton hasn't been good enough, but he does at least have the Davis Mills excuse for the reasons that we've mentioned, the ways in which he has come up short. But to me, benching Davis Mills, first of all, We talk about the standard. His performance just flat out does not merit him keeping that starting job. Just on a merit, on GP merit, hey, this guy has earned his spot on the bench at this point. So I think for one, from that standpoint, it's a good accountability thing. It shows the locker room, it shows your fan base that when somebody's not performing well, we will take their job from them. And then two, I think this will give or at least allow for a better understanding of what you have elsewhere from the other players, the coaches. Like, you can evaluate both the coaches and the players differently once you feel like the offense is being run the way it's supposed to. And there might even be more confidence within the offense to open things up, stretch it downfield a little bit more, and take some more chances. Because we saw that they were basically babysitting Davis Mills at times the way they wouldn't throw the ball downfield. And when he would, it didn't look anything like it did last year.
No, it did not. And I'll say this, Kyle Allen's bounced around for a reason. I don't think for a minute all those things you just mentioned he'll be doing. Because if he's capable of doing it, he wouldn't be here. He'd be playing somewhere.
Yeah, but at the very least, though, John, I feel like that's got to be like how do you get, you know, we've been having this conversation about does Lovie Smith come back, and I know you think that he will.
No, I think if they keep playing like they did against Washington, he's out of here and there'll be a house cleaning.
But how do you give yourself a chance, though, if you can't, like if you show, never mind the performance, if you show the same type of offense, like the things that they've been doing and the way that they've been trying to hide Davis Mills over these last several games, if you show that with Kyle Allen, who we don't think is demonstrably more talented than Davis Mills by any stretch, like if that's what you show, I don't see, like to me, this is an audition for everybody. You know, this is an audition for everybody. After the Tennessee game, I was saying that. I said, look, other than the rookies, John, other than the rookies and Nico Collins, I don't have to see anybody else around here ever again. not in a Texas uniform. That's how bad it was at that point. And I think the Washington game was sort of a replica of that. So well,
the offense has more talent than the defense. And I don't think it's even close. And the offense is worse than it was last year. The team's worse than it was last year. And who among us expected the team to be worse this year than it was under David Culley?
John McClain wrote on SportsRadio610.com yesterday that Nick Caserio's job is not in jeopardy. So if John McClain says it, I believe it. But the question I want to ask is, what standard exactly is Caserio being held by? And when would that seat start heating up, if at all? We'll discuss that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy Thanksgiving, Houston. Getting you set for a day full of food and football. Here's Sports Radio 610.com's Brandon Scott and the Hall of Famer, John McClain.
Welcome back. I am Brandon Scott from Sports Radio 610.com. As the big voice guy mentioned, I'm joined by John McClain, the Hall of Famer John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions. Yes, John?
Are you fired up about the World Cup?
If I'm honest with you, I'm fired up that it's happening, and I'm fired up for everybody else. Personally, I am not personally fired up about the World Cup myself.
It's the only time I really pay attention to soccer, and one of the things I've never been able to get used to is when they say, like, the USA R.
Yeah.
Argentina R. Instead of thinking, well, don't y'all learn tenses? Because in the regular language, they don't say that. And so I was just listening to that promo for the USA in England, and I am fired up about that one because I want us to always win, and I do keep up enough to know there's been a Argentina suffered a huge upset, but I hope the USA pull out a victory. Is that right?
Yeah.
The USA escapes with a victory.
R.
On the pitch.
Yeah, on the pitch.
The USA are winners.
So
is it winners?
You know the thing for me, though, with soccer, John, and maybe at least the international part of it and the USA, if I felt – like, I get into the women's soccer because they're good, but if I felt like the men, like if USA soccer, men's soccer was just at least a little bit more credible on the global scale or on the global scene, I feel like maybe I would be a little bit more into it.
I agree.
But since I know that we Americans are inferior across the world in soccer, it's one of those things that is easier for me to shrug my shoulders at, especially since our attention is so divided. We got so many different things. We got the NFL. We've got college football. I'm doing a podcast with Adam Spillane about the Rockets. So, shameless plug. Y'all go subscribe to that and check it out on the Odyssey app. Just as you can, John McClain and Sean Pendergast doing the Utopia podcast. We're doing those several times a week. So make sure y'all are checking those out. But point being that there's just so much to divide your attention with, it's hard for me to get really excited about what's ultimately kind of an inferior product.
I got an argument with my wife, Carol, about this. I said, when you got the United States, and what do we have, 350 million people, whatever it is.
Something like that.
And we can't beat Wales. We can't find enough soccer players, football players, to beat a little small country. And she said, well, they've been playing it for centuries. And I said, I don't care. You know, they got about as many people as Houston. It's ridiculous. We have a tie with Wales, a team the U.S. had shut out, I think, two or three times in a row.
And, you know, I don't want to be like American elitist type, but it feels like we should have at least some of the best athletes in the world, like if not the best athletes. And I feel like our best athletes here in America do go to some of those major sports, football, basketball.
Because you make so much more money.
And baseball, right. Right, but imagine the – excellent athlete who's just not quite good enough to make it into the NBA. What if he like focused on soccer, you know, and what that would look like? If our athletic castoffs here in America dedicated themselves to soccer, now obviously they'd have to do it from a much younger age. You can't just pick it up once you fail at the other sport. But it just makes me think about what could be if there was a little bit more emphasis on it from a younger age. Hey, I got a 7-year-old son. Maybe I should be a part of. Maybe I'm part of the problem because I'm gearing him toward basketball and baseball and you know, he's into karate for a little while and swimming, but basically everything but soccer. I should probably check his interest and see if there's anything there.
Well, hopefully the USA will beat jolly old England and be 1-0.
Yeah. So we're rooting for the US. Not since you brought it up, man. I gotta say, I doubt that John Lopez is listening. But I heard him the other day make a confession on their show. They do a segment on In the Loop called Confessions, where they confess a thing that's on their mind. And Lopez mentioned that, like, as one of his confessions, that he also roots for Mexico in addition to the U.S. And I found that to be a shocking thing that he felt like he needed to confess, Because John Lopez is Mexican American. So, like, why would he not root for both Mexico and America?
It'd be a confession if he said, "I don't root for Mexico."
Exactly. I really hope and wish that he's listening to this. And I didn't go in there and tell him that they were at Social Beer Garden. That's what it was. Because I walked by the studio. They weren't in here because I wanted to tell him, "John, what the hell are you talking about, man? Look, you better be rooting for Mexico." He said on here, he's like, "My mother's from Mexico." And his mother, God rest her soul, she wants you to be rooting for Mexico, John. You don't have to apologize for that, Lopez. Please root for Mexico. You should be. I told him, maybe it was Tyler Milner who I told this, because he was actually here when I came in. I said, look, I root when we have the World Cup or the Olympics, I root for America. But I also root for some of the black athletes from across the world, from all different kind of countries, you know, because that's what the Olympics and the World Cup kind of brings out of you. It brings out a little bit of tribalism, a little bit of patriotism.
Heritage.
So, yeah, heritage. Right. All of that. So, like, why not lean into that? I don't understand.
Lopez is funny about his unabashed enthusiasm for soccer. He got to go to the World Cup when he worked for the Chronicle. And John was a really, really good writer. Now he writes once a week for GallerySports.com. And he loves soccer. He was telling us the other day while I was doing my segment down at social media, while the Mexico team was playing, he's telling me all these facts about the Mexican team. And we had the Spanish language broadcast on there. And I said, well, the only words I can understand are pelota and goal. And but it was a lot of fun, and he was really getting into it. And did you see the broadcast on Telemundo in Spanish got better ratings than the broadcast on Fox?
Look, no, I'll say this much for Telemundo, and especially with soccer broadcasts, but even baseball here locally, the Astros, and for that matter, you can, I mean, if you're paying attention, you can listen to the Texans games on Mega, on 103.3 or on our Mega station, right? The Mexican broadcasters and the Spanish broadcasters, they're pretty, like, I'm not going to pretend to speak Spanish and know all of what they're saying, but they don't shortchange you. They give you
everything they got.
Boy, you get everything they got. I don't care what the caliber of game is, and don't let it be some drama. Like, part of me wishes that I could understand them just so I could be a part of the broadcasting experience and listen to and maybe even compare the Spanish broadcast to the English broadcast, because they put that much effort into
it. My favorite call on a score in sports was Andres Cantor, when he'd do his goal and let it out go for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, you got to have pipes for that.
Come back and just scream it. And I'm thinking, my God, how does he do that? I loved hearing him when a team scored. Can you imagine if he's calling a game where they had 5 or 6 goals?
Yeah, man, I can only imagine. There was one match I was watching the other day that where it was 5-0, and I thought in baseball, in Little League baseball, they call it the run rule, but some type of mercy rule I felt like needed to be applied once you get up five goals to nil. but anyway, that's us talking about the World Cup. But also, if you're listening to this station right now, it's because more than likely you're a football fan, American football fan. And you're in the right place, because John McClain and I are going to take you up to 11 o'clock a.m. With this show. But that is when Westwood One is going to take over the NFL slate. And so this is your home for NFL football today. So make sure that you are tuned in to Sports Radio 610 and the Odyssey app to get the full NFL slate. It's going to kick off with Buffalo and Detroit. Then you'll get a little bit of Cowboys Giants, a little NFC East action. And at night, you will have the Patriots and the Vikings. So a full slate of NFL football. John and I will be breaking it down throughout the day or throughout the morning to get you ready for it. But prior to the break, I mentioned this. And John, we got John McClain here, spent 47 years at the Houston Chronicle, has spent the last several months with us now as a columnist for SportsRadio610.com, also does work with GallerySports.com, and is presented to us by Horn Solutions. Shout out to Gary Horn for bringing us John McClain several times a week. But John, I consider you a pretty good authority on this subject. Given who you are and the work that you've done, and if John McClain says that Nick Caserio's job isn't in jeopardy, I'm not going to question it. That's what it is. That's the word. Then Nick Caserio's job is not in jeopardy. I'll take your word to the bank on that, John.
Absolutely, because excuse me. Nick was given a six-year contract and entrusted with a total rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the second year of the rebuild, and they tore it down to the foundation, and they're rebuilding on both sides of the ball. And it can't be done in two off seasons, but next off season, with all the draft choices, they should be able to sign a couple of expensive free agents to fill needs. Plus, they'll have John Metchie the third back as like an extra second-round pick. Next year, they better show significant improvement. The quarterback Nick drafts, if that doesn't work out, then that'll set the franchise back even more. So he's got to make sure that quarterback he takes, whether it's Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, assuming they continue to lose and get the first pick, that's going to be career-defining for him.
Yeah, and so, John, I don't want to get too much in panic mode. That's what makes me uncomfortable about a lot of the conversations we have about Lovie Smith's job status, Nick Caserio's job status. Is the seat hot? If not, when does that seat get hot? But I do think it's fair to question, like, at what point. The last 2 years have been bad, okay, and you laid out pretty well just now of why it was going to be bad, probably no matter who was in charge. But I am curious, at what point does Caserio get held accountable for the product that we're seeing on a weekly basis? I'll tell you this, John, one of the things that I like the most about Nick Caserio's interview with Payne and Pendergast yesterday when he was on here on this very station was he it did not take him very long. He said very early on, okay, admitting and acknowledging that he being Nick Caserio himself, has not done a good enough job. Now, maybe it's some empty self-deprecation. Maybe he's just saying it to say it. I don't know, I hope not. But I do think that it's fair to say that what we've seen over the last couple of years, even with the context of knowing how much and how far back this organization had been set back by the previous regime, even knowing that, what we've seen over the last couple of years just has not been good enough. We see what the stands look like, fan engagement. There was a moment there early on in the season where it seemed like they were pulling people back in, bringing people in from the community back in. But then you go back and the losing and the product is worse than it was last year. So my question is, at what point, and maybe you just answered it by mentioning the quarterback and whoever they draft, but at what point does, if the seat doesn't get warm, at what point do we start holding Nick Caserio accountable for what we're seeing
next
from the Texans?
Next year he'll be held accountable,
okay,
because there's no way they were going to be any good. I thought they'd win six games. That's what I predicted. And now they're not going to come close to that because they're worse. And Lovie Smith's going to have to make a lot of changes if he wants to be back next year.
Yeah, and among those changes, we like right now, this year, of course, as we talked about earlier in the hour, was – In the news of the day is that Kyle Allen will be replacing Davis Mills as the starting quarterback against Miami. I think that is something that is much needed, has been needed throughout, especially the last few weeks, as Davis Mills has regressed even more so than what we saw early on in the year. But like this is really an interesting time because I feel like there's also some questions about Lovie Smith and Pep Hamilton and, you know, are they the right guys? Like you talk about Nick Caserio and the number one pick. I think there's also going to be a relevant question, and maybe we'll find this out throughout the rest of the season. But how do fans feel about Lovie Smith and Pep Hamilton being entrusted with that number one overall pick? Sort of the domino effect of the Davis Mills experiment not working out. And exactly how you move forward with that. So that's something that we'll talk about throughout the day. We've got John McClain in here. A lot of football today, all day today. John and I will get you ready for the Thanksgiving Day NFL action. And we've got three games to discuss. I just mentioned them earlier. And I want to localize this a little bit, what these teams bring to the table. And it's something that I think the Texans can learn from each and every one of these teams that plays today. I want to get John's thoughts on this. That's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.